Welcome back. This is the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula, and Bill Russell is with me as we have a couple more minutes with the Danish physicist Per Bach. Physicists talking about biological systems, you in particular, I find certifying somehow when I talk about living in a time of great change, which I do quite a lot. The idea of physicists messing around with biological systems, mm-hmm. thinking in yes. biological metaphors,
yes.
that seems to me to be a very big change.
It is a very big change, but of course, arrogantly, we would claim that everything is physics. It all comes from the laws of physics. There's nothing in a biological organism that does not obey the laws of physics. It's just...
And chemistry lies somewhere between, right?
That is in between. Chemistry is also physics, of course, we would claim. That it all has...
Spoken as a true physicist.
Yes.
and there are no mathematicians in the room.
You know, we don't get very popular for doing this, I should say.
Well, but what you're also saying is that, you know, the laws of physics, we have not exhausted the laws of physics, and that's why you're doing what you're doing.
It's all within the laws of physics.
But the existing set of laws do not account for all the things that we see. And in fact...
Probably not, but that's not a little bit beside the point. In principle, it could account for everything if we did have an enormous computer and set it up and followed everything from the Big Bang. In principle, perhaps we could do it, but in practice, it's completely beyond what is possible. But we do believe that things follow the laws of physics the way that we understand them, and that there is little or not much beyond those.
As you think about these things, do you have a sense that science itself is changing?
No, I don't think science as such is changing. It's just going along different directions. The way we do science is the same way that we've always... It's not a new way of doing science. It's all by observing and describing the reality as we see it. It's just that the language that we are using maybe is changing. But the basic philosophy of science as an empirical, that everything is empirical, has not changed. It's about observing the nature around us and describing it.
I want to go. You mentioned earlier equilibrium and the fact that it doesn't apply to much of what goes on in the real world.
Yeah.
Equilibrium is also, you know, at the heart of most economic theory.
Yes.
And you've alluded to it, but it sounds as if, to the extent that that theory is predicated on an equilibrium view,
yes.
your experience is that is probably not plausible.
We believe that equilibrium economics doesn't describe anything of what's going on. In an equilibrium economy, nothing can change. We can again look at the fluctuations. Go to the Dow Jones Index and see how it fluctuates all the time. Amusingly, if you look at the statistics of fluctuations of the Dow Jones Index, they follow the Gutenberg-Ritter law for earthquake, which indicate that they're very similar phenomena, that they're both systems out of equilibrium that have avalanches of all sizes.
Can you predict them?
No, we cannot. But again, the statistics is the same. On the statistical level, we can do that. No, I cannot predict when the next collapse of Wall Street is going to be. But I will guarantee that it will come. Okay, and I can even predict how often there will be a change of, say, 5%.
I want to go back just for a moment and unite this notion of the adjacent possible self-organizing criticality and the need to be adaptable. Isn't this all part of the same subject?
I think it's all a part of the same thing. If the world is the way I describe it, then the best we can do is to be adaptable. That we can put ourselves in a situation where we can adapt to whatever will happen.
And adaptability is itself adaptive.
No.
Per Bach, you have been a delight. Thank you very much for joining us and for introducing these wonderful new ideas that at least have been new to me, and I'm grateful that you shared them. You can learn more about Per Bach's ideas in his book, How Nature Works, The Science of Self-Organized Criticality. We are delighted to have encountered these ideas at The Source. We also thank Stuart Kaufman for introducing us to Per Bach, both in Dr. Kaufman's book, At Home in the Universe, and when we were in Santa Fe. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.